Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, we've been reporting this, Tom Puckett in the newsroom, all day. The Nexstar Media Group buying Tegna, a deal worth $6.2 billion. But it's not about the deal that's worth $6.2 billion. It's what does that mean locally? Channel 2, owned by Tegna. Channel 4, owned by Nexstar. Well, a man who knows a thing or two about TV media and the landscape in 2025, John DeShulo joins us. John, welcome back.
Good to see you at the fair, Joe Beamer. How are you?
Oh, always doing well. And you know, the fair, it's always fun. And then that last day, it's and this year it really was. That last day, it was kind of cool and rainy. It's like, man, this really is a goodbye to summer.
Well, it was a hot one, and it was a fun one. And it was great to see the Odyssey stations there. And, you know, as we dovetail into this discussion, Joe, you know, we're talking about the merger of two media giants that is not totally approved yet. And just reading the release here, it talks about the initiatives being pursued by the Trump administration. You know, there still are some, I guess, minor details like approval that have to happen before it happens. It certainly looks like it's all going to roll into place. So interesting to see this big announcement today.
Yeah, you know, and looking at it for Buffalo, we're talking about two separate newsrooms at 2 and 4. You know, John, a merger like this, if in fact it does go through, what does that mean for local news in Western New York?
Well, I think that's the biggest talking point in this merger. And if you read the release, as I have it in front of me, you know, Perry Sook, who's the Nexstar chairman and chief executive officer, you know, has made it very clear that the news divisions in these respective stations will remain in place. Well, that remains to be seen. It may very likely be. You have two in Buffalo, two very competitive and very successful news operations that are neck and neck and have been for a number of years. It will be interesting to be in that newsroom environment, particularly on the Channel 2 side, where your number one rival is now your owner. And you're working to compete for the audience and for the stories, yet you're ultimately owned by the same people. It will be a very interesting dynamic. I've never experienced anything like that, but I can tell you that the competitive juices will probably still remain, in the sense that, you know, two will want to get a story over four, even though they're owned by the same company. So let's hope that the newsrooms remain intact so that the number of stories and the quality of reporting will continue.
But, you know, John, we've seen this. We're both in this media field, and we've seen, you know, companies take over and own two types of the same thing, you know, same type of newsroom in the same region. And, you know, it becomes shared resources, becomes all down to one newsroom. I mean, I know what they're saying now, but if you look 5 years down the road, John, from everything you've seen in this changing landscape that is local media, I mean, is it reasonable to think that in 5 years we're probably talking about, at the very least, shared resources?
It's very, very likely that that will happen. And where that might start is on the technical side. You know, do we need two transmission towers? Can we use one transmission facility and work together on that? You saw that right now with WIVB and CW. When CW was acquired, well, Channel 23, when it was acquired by the parent company of Channel 4 at that time, that was a subsidiary of WNED. They brought all the technical infrastructure under one roof. So, you know, you see in the news release, you know, financial summary and outlook, synergies, net revenue and synergies. And that's kind of the buzzword for what you just said. So, It's highly likely that the newsrooms may be combined. Certainly other administrative tasks, traffic, the way commercials are placed, the technology, administrative tasks. But look, you know, here you are, Joe, at WBEN. And who would have ever thought that WBEN and WGR would have been under the same roof? You know, when I first came to Buffalo, WBEN and WGR were mortal enemies on the newsroom scape, you know, where they were fighting with each other to get the best story. And now you've got, with Odyssey, a combination of stations that have a niche. You have News Talk, WGR has sports, Kiss is with music, The Wolf is country. So I think you're able to make it work. And that may be another derivative that comes of this merger, that the stations take a different tact. One may be harder news, the other one may be softer news. One may be more community focused, one may be more investigative journalism focused. Who knows where that's going to go? I guess time will tell.
Yeah, you know, the I look in Fort Myers, WBBH and WZVN. They're owned by the same people, and they do the shared resources thing. And, you know, John, if you want to be positive, Fort Myers is a smaller market than Buffalo. So if that kind of format works in Fort Myers, who's to say that it won't work in Buffalo? But I want to look at media today, you know, and how it has evolved over the last few decades. You know, where do we stand in the local newscast layout? What is it like in 2025 compared to 2000, compared to 1990?
Well, I can tell you just from my 29 years at WKBW and 13 here at WBBZ, the landscape has changed primarily because of the digital. And what you're now looking at with this synergy is you're going to have a lot of digital content created. You know, there was a time that when a newscast was scheduled at 5 o'clock, and someone had a big breaking story, you'd wait till 5 o'clock to break the story. Well, you can't do that anymore. If you don't break the story on social media immediately and wait till 5 o'clock, you'll be trounced. So that's been one of the biggest changes. And I think that's going to be something that continues. So the digital platform, and you know it at WBEN, you have WBEN.com. You're going to post those stories before the top of the hour newscast. So that's what's changed exponentially and will continue to change. And in many ways, these companies will become more digital focused. Nextstar is already, and Tegna have already, you know, obviously been market leaders in that, as is Odyssey with what you're doing on social media. That's been the biggest change in the last 10 to 15 years, the way digital has consumed the news content.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, I know we're talking more about the newsrooms in this deal, but cord cuttings also was mentioned in many of these releases, John. And I want to know, you know, you have a station that's over the air. It's also available, obviously, on cable providers. But so many people are cutting the cord, and you're going to just online services. Do you notice? Do you hear of more people that are going back to an antenna for local stations because they're getting rid of things like cable?
I heard it a lot at the fair. When we were at our gazebo, we were talking to different viewers about the different shows that they like, and a lot of folks were talking to us about the technology of cutting the cable. They don't want to spend the money on cable. They don't want to spend the money anymore on carriers that offer hundreds of channels that how can you ever find the time to watch? So people were interested to find out that at WBBZ, for example, as with the other stations in the market, because of digital technology, not only do you get the main channel on 67, but you have other networks like Heroes and Icons on 67-2 and the Start Television on 67-6 and Movies on 67-8. People are cord cutting to save money, and they're finding that when you get a really good antenna and you really put it high up in your house, you can find a lot of great stuff, including a lot of Canadian stations and in out-of-market stations that have powerful signals. So, yes, in a long-winded answer, more and more people are watching over the air, and I think that number is going to continue. So, yeah, if you're Tegna and you're Nextstar and you have all these digital platforms and dash channels, there's revenue right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, and Tegna and Nextstar, they own a bunch of those digital channels nationwide that we see on the subchannels of 2 and 4. So that could mean more for the viewer.
It could be more. You know, you have to look at it from both prisms. I know sometimes the tendency is to look at this like they're creating a monopoly and is this really good for the consumer? And I can certainly hear that argument. And then looking at the way the business has changed and the way revenues have changed, I can understand the consolidation part. You know, it's the advertising dollars are not what they used to be, and they're so fractured. So you have to operate with very efficient means. We operate very efficiently at WBBZ, I can tell you that. And we rely on a lot of local and national advertisers. And as a locally owned station, we thrive on the locally owned businesses that support us. In the case of the ad revenues, you're going to see a lot of synergies. And I use that word like they did in the news release, because you're going to be able to purchase Channel 2 and Channel 4, but through one account executive, perhaps. And, you know, but the rates will be different based on the ratings.
You know, John, we've seen with 2 and 4, right? They're competing with each other at 1 and 2 in the rankings. You know, they have the 4 o'clock programs, the 5 o'clock, the 6 o'clock news. Obviously, Channel 4 with their 10 o'clock news on 23. Now that they're the same and they're not competing against each other, again, I know Channel 7 is there as well. Do you think that means less news, or does that maybe mean even more of these additional news programs?
I think there'll be more additional programs, but one of the criticisms, no matter whether you're owned by the same company or not, one of the criticisms about more newscasts is that it is very repetitive in its content. You know, you see the same story over and over again in The Wheel, for example, like you see on Spectrum. So you have to be very careful if you're operating a newsroom, particularly in this environment where you're owned by the same company. You want to make sure that you have fresh content. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, you know that from your time on radio now. You know, you have to be fresh. You have to have the latest information, that you're constantly feeding that tiger. So even though there may be more local news, I'm hoping that there's more local programs. And one of the things that we've thrived on here at WBBZ, we zig while the others zag. We don't do a newscast, but we do long form talk and we do entertainment shows, and they're local in nature. So serving the community ultimately is what the FCC grants a license for in the first place. So let's hope that that holds true, that they'll be not only offering more news, but more community based programs as well.
You know, John, I have to say, you guys at BBZ, you've really brought that channel back. I remember when that was UPN, and you know, I'd watch it for ESPN Plus, the Big East game of the week, when Virginia Tech was the Big East game of the week. And then, you know, that channel kind of disappeared, and you guys really have brought that back. It's you can't miss it. You know, it's always going by, see what's on, and hats off to you, man.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. We have a great team here, you know, Joe. We've got a lot of veterans like myself and Chris Musial, who ran WIVB and CW. And, you know, the owner of the station, Phil Arno, navigated for that channel position on Cable 5, which was really a godsend, because on cable, which is where most of our viewership still remains, 60%, you're flipping between 2, 4, 6, which is Fox, and then there's 7, and we're right in the middle of that hunt. So that's helped us. And then obviously the commitment to being local in the community and doing, you know, really niche programs. And as I said, if this merger brings any positive, hopefully they'll be able to do that as we've done it with serving the communities with various shows.
Well, John, I appreciate your insight on this. And I know we'll be talking again very soon, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day, Joe.
Thanks, you too. That is John DeShulo.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.